Thank you for calling customer support. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
I was just calling to make sure this nugget ice maker is, like, on the up and up.
I'm sorry, ma'am. What's your zip code?
443-1.
Your name?
My name is Debbie.
Last name, Miss Debbie?
Spurgeon.
44310 is the zip code, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Debbie is the first name, D-E-B-B-I-E?
Yes.
And spell your last name, please.
S is Sam, P is U-R-G-E-O-N.
I'm not finding it under that name or that zip code. Let's see about your phone number, which is 330.
Uh-huh.
Have you placed an order? Well, you have placed an order yet. Your phone number is 3.
No, I haven't done one yet. It what it is, it come up on my on a Walmart ad, like, hey, just to get this ice maker for $2. And then you go to something and you hit like a gift box and it says you want an ice maker today and it's $2, but then they want all your credit card information.
Yes, ma'am. It's a chance to win the ice maker, ma'am. I won't find a transaction if you haven't entered your account number yet.
No, I was afraid to. You know what I mean? You know how everybody is nowadays. So I didn't know if it was really $2 or if it was...
It's anywhere from $2 to $9.95.
Uh-huh.
$2 to $9.95.
Is it from Walmart?
I don't know, ma'am. It just depends on which receipt you would have used.
But it is, they don't like credit card information or anything.
Well, the credit card is for them to charge your account for the $2.95 or whatever the charge is. They're going to charge you for the entry. And if
right.
it's a trial, and if it's a trial period, they'll have the card to use for anything outside of the trial period.
Okay. Okay, now I gotcha. Okay, all right. Thank you for your help.
Thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh.
For calling
Bye.
Customer support.
Uh-huh.